You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Madison-based artist tells us about her work to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women, including a music video she filmed to mark the official Day of Awareness earlier this month. Now, more than 100,000 Americans die each year because of stroke, heart attack, and other causes linked to air pollution. That's according to a 2019 National Academy of Sciences report. Now, a study from UW-Madison finds that over 50,000 deaths could be prevented each year if certain kinds of air pollution were eliminated. Nick Mayu is a graduate student at UW-Madison's Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies and lead author of this study on air pollution. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what you set out to find out here.
Yeah, so what we tried to do with this study was understand if we were able to eliminate sources of air pollution from electricity, transportation, buildings, and industry, which we dub energy-related in the study, what would the benefits to public health be? And part of the motivation for this work was that these are some of the same sectors that contribute greatly to planet-warming climate pollution, in addition to air pollution that leads to hundreds of thousands of deaths, like you mentioned.
And eliminating all those sources sounds like a pretty tall order, but why did you want to look at what could happen if you could take those completely off the map?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge to get emissions reductions on the scale that we look at in here, but really we're just trying to put a stake in the ground to say, if we were able to do this mammoth task, this is the scale of benefit that we could get.
Can you connect the dots for us between these sources of air pollution and diseases that we might not think of an air pollution link, things like lung cancer, heart attacks, and more?
Yeah, well, part of the problem with the types of air pollution we look at here, so we're primarily focused on something called fine particulate matter, which people might generally think of as soot. And the real problem there with this pollutant and why it leads to so much health harm is that it's small enough. So it's about a 30th of the width of a human hair, to give an analogy. And that's small enough that when you inhale this walking around outside during the day at any time, it's small enough that it can bypass your reflex. So if you inhale something larger, you might cough, you might get a cough reflex and emit it back out, and then you don't have to worry about it. But these are small enough that just going about your day breathing, they're able to get deep down into your lungs and potentially even into your bloodstream.
You looked at national data, but you found that the Midwest could stand to benefit the most from getting rid of air pollution. Why is that?
Yeah, so we, like you said, we've nationwide, we found that we could avoid about 53,000 lives, or we could save 53,000 lives, rather, each year by eliminating sources of pollution from these sectors. And a little over 11,000 of those avoided deaths would come in the Midwest alone. Now, there's a couple different reasons for this. One is that wind patterns generally move west to east in the United States, and we're downwind of much of the rest of the United States, which are also emitting pollutants. And there are also large population centers in the Midwest, particularly in Chicago and in Ohio as well. So just the more people you have exposed to air pollution, the more potential benefit you get from reducing sources of pollution. And another factor here is also that we have a lot of coal fire electricity still in the Midwest compared to other regions, especially in the Ohio River Valley with Indiana and Ohio. And that coal fired electricity emits a lot more pollutants per unit energy created. So the potential benefit is greater by shutting down sources of pollution from coal.
You may have just answered this question, but are there low hanging fruits here where readily available changes in air pollution could make a big difference, even if we don't get rid of all of these pollutants?
Yes. Yeah. You preempted the question there. yeah, definitely. The lowest hanging fruit in these sectors is probably coal fire electricity generation. So that's one that we've actually had a lot of progress eliminating sources of coal from our electricity grid over the last couple of decades. So there's been tremendous health benefits already gained by reducing sources of emissions from coal. But it's the question of getting the rest of it off the grid and would probably be the lowest hanging fruit. And the electricity sector generally is going to be the easiest of these sectors to decarbonize. We have a lot of the tools and technologies already available to us to get to a nearly emissions-free electricity grid nationwide in the U.S.
I think a lot of the conversations I've had about things like clean energy and pollution reduction lately have centered around climate change. Do you think that these health impacts need to be more on the map and more part of the policy discussions?
Yeah, I definitely think they do. One of the reasons that we even do this kind of study is partly to say that, yes, these are the same sources of emissions that contribute to global warming and climate-related impacts, but they're also causing tremendous harm to our health every single year, year after year, all across the United States. And you might have to wait 20, 30 years to get the full benefit of avoided global warming from removing emissions from these sources. So that's the climate warming, CO2 pollution, and others. But the benefit you get to human health from removing emissions of fine particulate matter start to accrue immediately after you eliminate a source of emissions. You don't have to wait at all.
You've got this study out. What are your next steps in looking at sources of pollution and the link to our health?
Yeah, so some next steps will be similar studies, but with this study, we asked the question, if you could just flip a switch and tomorrow all these sources were gone, what would the benefit be? But that's obviously not the timeline that reality works under. And a transition to a full clean energy economy is inevitably going to play out over the course of decades. So some of the next steps are trying to understand the timing of these changes, when we could expect changes of these scales or even half the scale to manifest under different future scenarios, and trying to understand what the cumulative benefit would be over that time. So over the next 20, 30 years, how many lives can we save in total from ratcheting down emissions from these sources?
Nick, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick Mayhew is a graduate student at UW-Madison's Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. He talked to us about his study finding that eliminating air pollution caused by the energy sector would prevent over 50,000 deaths in the United States each year.